This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, August 24th. God's word for you today is, the rain is equal to former plus latter. Joel chapter 2 verse 23 says, people of Zion, shout with joy and happiness in the Eternal, your God. The drought is over. He has sent the early autumn rain as a sign of his faithfulness. He has poured down heavy rain, autumn and spring as before. Matthew chapter 13 verse 24 to 25. Here is another story Jesus told. The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who planted good seed in his field. But that night, as the workers slept, his enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat, then slipped away. Again, I pray for you that every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted in your life shall be rooted up in the name of Jesus. Only the seed of God will prosper in your life. God's seed of greatness in you will touch water. It will be irrigated and fertilized in the name of Jesus. Every seed that God has put in you will experience the rain this season. The seeds of greatness in you will manifest. The seeds of potential in you will manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to encourage you to go back and read the devotional content for this month over and over again until it becomes flesh. Joel chapter 2 verse 23 to 24 says, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and it will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. So what is the former rain? Is God just playing with words? Are these just meaningless words? Of course not. The former rain is the rain that comes before or at the beginning of the planting season. In the Semitic seasons, that will be towards their own autumn and early winter. What does it do? The former rain falls so that the seed may germinate. The former rain is known as the fertilizing showers. The fertilizing showers will fall on your seed in the name of Jesus. So unless the former rain has fallen, there will be no life. If you have good land that has been cultivated and seeded, if the former rain does not fall, there will be no life because the seed is just in the ground. And the farmers tell us that if the seeds stay in the ground for too long, they stand the risk of being eaten by pests or even rotten. Seeds need the fertilizing showers. Your seeds will experience the fertilizing power of God in the name of Jesus. What does the latter rain signify? The latter rain is the ripening showers. The latter rain ripens the fruit and prepares it for harvest. The former and latter rain represent the fertilizing and the ripening showers. Some people have experienced the fertilizing showers, their seeds sprouted, but their fruit has not come to maturity. This season, you will experience the ripening showers. Let us pray. Father, the land of faith, farm, finances, family, fitness, friendships, and fun earnestly thirsts and waits for your promise of rain this season. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.